as Angeli Domini.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship the Lord, whom the angels serve. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, whom the angels serve. They come, God's messengers of love, they come from realms of peace above, from homes of never-fading light, from blissful mansions ever bright. They come to watch around us here, to soothe our sorrow, calm our fear. Ye heavenly guides, speed not away, God willeth you with us to stay. But chiefly at its journey's end, 'tis yours the spirit to befriend, and whisper to the willing heart, O Christian soul, in peace depart. To us the zeal of angels give, with love to serve thee while we live. To us an angel guard supply, when on the bed of death we lie. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one. From all above and all below, let joyful praise unceasing flow. Amen. None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arms outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his forces in the sea, for his love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand, an arm outstretched. Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies. Almighty God, remember our lowliness and have mercy. Once you gave our fathers a foreign land to inherit, free us today from sin and give us a share in your inheritance. Lord, show me your ways, teach me to walk in your footsteps. A reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. It gave me great joy in the Lord that your concern for me bore fruit once more. You had been concerned all along, of course, but lacked the opportunity to show it. I do not say this because I am in want, for whatever the situation I find myself in, I have learned to be self-sufficient. I am experienced in being brought low, yet I know what it is to have an abundance. I have learned how to cope with every circumstance, how to eat well or go hungry, to be well provided for or do without. In Him who is the source of my strength, I have strength for everything. Nonetheless, it was kind of you to want to share in my hardships. You yourselves know, my dear Philippians, that at the start of my evangelizing, when I left Macedonia, not a single congregation except yourselves shared with me by giving me something for what it had received. Even when I was at Thessalonica, you sent something for my needs. Not once, but twice. It is not that I am eager for the gift, rather my concern is for the ever-growing balance in your account. Herewith is my receipt, which says that I have been fully paid and more. I am well supplied because of what I received from you through Epaphroditus, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. My God in turn will supply your needs fully, in a way worthy of his magnificent riches in Christ Jesus. All glory to our God and Father, for unending ages. Amen. Give my greetings in Christ Jesus to every member of the church. My brothers here send you theirs, as do all those who believe, particularly those in Caesar's service. May the favor of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. I know what it is like to be rich and what it is like to be poor. I have eaten well and gone hungry, have experienced poverty and plenty. With Christ's help, I can do all things. For the sake of Christ, I am content with my weaknesses and frustrations. With Christ's help, I can do all things. A reading from a sermon by Saint Bernard. He has given his angels charge over you, to guard you in all your ways. Let them thank the Lord for his mercy. His wonderful works are for the children of men. Let them give thanks and say among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. O Lord, what is man that you have made yourself known to him? Or why do you incline your heart to him? And you do incline your heart to him. You show him your care and your concern. Finally, you send your only Son and the grace of your Spirit, and promise him a vision of your countenance. And so that nothing in heaven should be wanting in your concern for us, you send those blessed spirits to serve us, assigning them as our guardians and our teachers. He has given his angels charge over you, to guard you in all your ways. These words should fill you with respect, inspire devotion, and instill confidence. Respect for the presence of angels, devotion because of their loving service, and confidence because of their protection. And so the angels are here. They are at your side. They are with you. present on your behalf. They are here to protect you and to serve you. But even if it is God who has given them this charge, we must nonetheless be grateful to them for the great love with which they obey and come to help us in our great need. So let us be devoted and grateful to such great protectors. Let us return their love and honor them as much as we can and should. Yet all our love and honor must go to Him, for it is from Him that they receive all that makes them worthy of our love and respect. We should then, my brothers, show our affection for the angels, for one day they will be our co-heirs, just as here below they are our guardians and trustees appointed and set over us by the Father. We are God's children, although it does not seem so, because we are still but small children, under guardians and trustees, and for the present little better than slaves. Even though we are children and have a very long and dangerous way to go, with such protectors, what have we to fear? They who keep us in all our ways cannot be overpowered or led astray, much less lead us astray. They are loyal, prudent, powerful. Why then are we afraid? We have only to follow them, stay close to them, and we shall dwell under the protection of God's heaven. God gave His angels charge over you to protect you in all your ways. They shall lift you up with their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. No evil shall harm you, no plague shall come near your tent. They shall lift you up with their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Let us pray. God our Father, in your loving providence you sent your holy angels to watch over us. Hear our prayers, defend us always by their protection, and let us share your life with them forever. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give Him thanks.
Miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram, qui